High pressure will begin to track away from the region as a tropical disturbance moves along the mid-Atlantic coast and rockets off the coast to the northeast. High pressure still is in control, so we'll have a nice day with comfortable temps and dry conditions, with some southern areas seeing an increase in clouds later in the day as the tropical system continues to move to the northeast off of the mid-Atlantic coast. That storm looks to lose its tropical characteristics as it moves over cooler waters and gets hit with increasing amounts of shear in the atmosphere. But despite losing its tropical status, the storm will likely continue to hold its strength as it picks up speed and moves to the northeast over the eastern seaboard. We should see clearing skies heading into the day on Wednesday, but our next system will be on the move and approaching from the Great Lakes, with clouds thickening back up late in the day as a cold front is poised to move through on Thursday. So far, it looks like there'll be limited amounts of moisture to work with, so that front will only produce some showers and maybe a thunderstorm. It clears out and cools off for the beginning of the holiday weekend, with temperatures more appropriate for late September rather than the beginning of the month. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Predictions Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over parts of the west central Gulf coastal region, a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms surrounding the slight risk. A risk for a few brief tornadoes associated with Tropical Storm Harvey will persist today into tonight from far southeast Texas eastward, spreading toward coastal sections of Alabama. In the mid and upper levels, a seasonally high amplitude pattern will persist, dominated by ridging extending northward from a major anticyclone over the Great Basin to the Arctic coastal plain of northwestern Canada and Alaska. A small cyclone over lower Michigan and northern Indiana with a shortwave trough extending to portions of middle and western Tennessee is expected to weaken considerably and eject eastward across the mid and upper Ohio Valley into an area of cyclonic flow over the mid-Atlantic. At the surface, the dominant feature for this forecast remains Tropical Storm Harvey, which was centered offshore from upper Texas coast, forecast by the National Hurricane Center to turn slowly northeastward towards southwestern Louisiana coast throughout the remainder of the day. Taking a look at tropical developments for the day, the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida says for Tropical Storm Harvey, the center was located near latitude 28.4 north and longitude 94.3 west. Harvey is moving toward the north-northeast near 5 miles an hour. A general north-northeast track is expected today and tomorrow. On the forecast track, the center of Harvey is expected to be just offshore of the middle and upper coast of Texas through tonight, then move inland over the northwestern Gulf Coast early tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds remain near 45 miles an hour with some higher gusts. No significant change in strength is expected before the center moves inland, and gradual weakening should begin thereafter. Tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 160 miles, mainly to the east of the center, and the estimated minimum central pressure is 997 millibars. Harvey is expected to produce additional rainfall accumulations of 6 to 12 inches throughout Friday over parts of the upper Texas coast into southwestern Louisiana. Isolated storm totals may reach 50, that is 50 inches over the upper Texas coast, including the Houston and Galveston metropolitan area. These rains are currently producing catastrophic and life-threatening flooding over large portions of southeastern Texas and southwestern Louisiana. Elsewhere, Harvey is expected to produce additional rainfall amounts of 5 to 10 inches across portions of southern Louisiana into the coastal areas of Mississippi and Alabama. Rainfall associated with Harvey will spread north by mid to late week, with rainfall amounts of 4 to 8 inches spreading into portions of Arkansas and the Tennessee Valley. A preliminary report from One Texas Rain Gauge has broken the Texas tropical cyclone rainfall record. Southeast of Houston, Mary's Creek at Winding Road reported 49.32 inches as of 9 a.m. Central Time. This total is higher than the previous record of 48 inches set during the tropical cyclone Amelia of 1978 at Medina, Texas. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain this afternoon, a high near 70, quite windy out of the Northeast, 15 to 20 miles an hour. In Boston, mostly cloudy, a high near 70 degrees. And in Buffalo, also mostly cloudy, a bit milder though, with a high near 75. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 78 degrees with a record of 95 set in 1953. Normal minimum temperature is 58 degrees with a record of 34 set in 1982. Sunrise and sunset data for today, August the 29th. Sunrise was at 6:17 a.m. and sunset will come at 7:34 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Partly sunny today with highs near 70, mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and a mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy today with a slight chance of showers this afternoon, highs in the upper 60s. Cloudy with a chance of showers overnight, lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, along with the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown. For today, partly sunny with highs in the upper 60s, mostly cloudy tonight, a low near 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly cloudy today with highs in the upper 60s, mostly cloudy tonight, a chance of showers this evening, lows around 50. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, becoming mostly cloudy with a high near 70 today, mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 50s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 60s to mid-70s, partly sunny with a chance of showers and storms Thursday, high in the low and mid-70s. For Friday, sunny and cool, highs in the low and mid-60s. Saturday, mostly sunny and milder, highs in the mid-60s to low 70s. Partly sunny with a chance of showers Sunday, highs in the upper 60s to mid-70s. And for Labor Day, partly sunny with scattered showers, highs in the low and mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.